reading through the devotional that was given for Holy Week that Phil has written, called Rise, but that was great. He has some great questions in there. If you didn't get a chance to go through it this week and you don't even have a copy, there are some extra copies if you want to just read through it when you have time, because I think he has some great things for us to think about. And but one of the things that really was impressed on me this year as I was looking through is, like, we go through the Easter story, and I love the Easter story. Last night on the radio, they were playing the Easter section of Handel's Messiah, which I always love and never get tired of hearing. And so we love those kind of things, the traditional things that we're familiar with, but just something about moving beyond. And so even calling this morning Resurrection Sunday, which is kind of a habit that we've gotten into, you know, just thinking, but not just resurrection. It's, for us, it's new life. It's a new life that begins. And so I've taken a riff a little bit on a book from one of my favorite authors, Brian McLaren, and just called this The Final Act and the Acts After That. So let's look at these notes here as we begin. Jesus died. The sky turned black. The ground heaved. The graves opened. The final act closed. The curtain was torn. Hell erupted into freedom. Death erupted into life. The earth erupted into springtime. In place of terror, legalism, punishment, and devastation, there erupted peace, freedom, rewards, wholeness. Lives were no longer a series of coping mechanisms, addictions, and tragedies. They were divine, adrenaline-filled, overcoming, victorious, love-soaked, affirmation-saturated, kingdom-announcing joy machines. Names were forever changed. God spoke them, and people took them. Names are still being changed today as eternity invades lives, deleting sin scars and creating hearts with the capacity to receive the imprint of God's eternal love. And I'm thinking that all our lives as believers in Jesus, what we're doing in the transformation process is having our hearts transformed so that they can deal with and have the capacity to receive the imprint of eternal love. You know, there are times when we receive it easily and we know we're loved and we know God is there and we know we're moving forward. And then there are other times, as Phil mentioned in his letter, it feels like we're living a Good Friday life. It's all about death and pain and sorrow and separation. And it's really, really difficult. And so I think it takes a lifetime for us to come from where we were to receive the love of God and then have our hearts reshaped into with the imprint of God's eternal love. And so we've talked about these names and things God calls us. This past month we've been talking about how often as believers we make agreements with what the enemy says about us. That we're failures, that we'll never amount to anything, that we've blown it, that we're unworthy. All these horrible things that are said to us, none of which agree with what Scripture says about us as children of God. And so we decided that we would be biblical about what God says about us. And so we've been racking our brains for the last 3 weeks trying to figure out what is it God says about me that we're going to share this morning. And, you know, and some of us even brought items, as we were requested to do or encouraged to do, that represent that name for us. And then even a scripture verse, if possible, that talks about that. So some of you are here for the very first time, never heard this before, so no need to panic. And no one is, you know, we're not going to go around in the circle and it's your turn, you know, to sweat buckets and all that stuff. But as you feel free to do, and if you've not prepared anything and maybe you hear what's being said, you know, the Lord will show you something as well that you feel like he says to you. And so you can share that as well as it comes up. And then we'll finish once we've had a chance to share these things and share the encouragement, because what God says about us is always filled with love and always filled with affirmation. He is never sitting here waiting for us to show ourselves so he can beat us up. That's the enemy's job. That is not what God is here for. If God wanted to do that, he would have never taken us through Holy Week and certainly not given us resurrection. So his goal is to share his love with us. And so how he shares it with each one of us may be different, different words. And, you know, if it's positive and filled with love, there is absolutely, there's no wrong answer in that. So it's not, you know, it's not like, oops, I messed up. So, all right, I'm going to come down because we'll just share in the circle and then we'll close up with communion once we've had a chance to share.